Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 18, near the end of the paragraph. So let's start there today. Our duty as Christians is found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. You see, the things of this world, the cares, the riches, and so forth, that choke you, the pleasures of this life, is because you have your affections set on those things. Learn to get in God's word, to meditate on it, and set your affections on things above. In our last lesson, if you'll remember, we looked at rewards when we get to heaven. Those are eternal rewards. Those things last forever. There's the crown of rejoicing that you have for bringing others to Christ. There's the crown of glory for edifying believers in Christ. And on we could go on about the crowns. Those have eternal. So set your heart on the eternal, not the present. Consider what is meant by setting your affection on things above. That is spirit. And not on things on earth, the soul. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, we see it. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, doesn't the things that are in the world and the things that are in the world, remind you of cares, riches, and pleasures of this life that make you unfruitful? So, he says, love not the world, neither the things of this world, the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, that doesn't mean the Father doesn't love you. It means you don't have the love for the Father in you. It's not in you. You say, oh, I love God. I really love God. No, that is wrong. I disagree with that. No, you don't have the agape. You don't have the true close friend love for God. It is just a love like, oh, I love those flowers. Oh, I love that house and its design. Oh, I love this. Yeah. Well, that's where you're using love for God, and that doesn't work. Okay. The love of the Father that is not in him, then he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Okay. Now, let me just go one area here, which will probably get me in trouble with some of the sisters in Christ. But one of the things that is lost today is modesty, and especially in dress. You go to the mall with your teenager, if you have a teenager, and look at the fashions and look at everything that's in the mall, and you'll end up finding out that modesty is out the window. I have often said in my preaching in my church that dress should not be so low that it reveals even one one millionth of an inch that only your husband should see. That skirt should not be at a point where it draws attention to the body and stirs the lust of men. You know, most women, at least I would think most Christian women, wouldn't want men to say, you know what, she's just a slut. And you'd say, no, I am not. He shouldn't say that. Then don't dress like one. Okay. So again, why dress in a provocative way or in a way that draws the attention? It's because you're walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. Now, we just read 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. The context of this passage is of the world. It is not necessarily the wicked things. If this is where your heart lies, these things are your desire. Then the Bible states clearly that the love of the Father is not in you. Again, one can say they love God, but 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 shows us that love is not in word nor in tongue. That is, not the touchy-feely things of the soul. Rather, it is in deed and in truth, speaking of the Spirit. Now notice, the lust of the flesh. This can be vulgar, vain things, but not necessarily. It can be tobacco habits, obesity, or things you watch on television. It is wise to beware of what you see on television and the internet. Be sure that you avoid pornography, because pornography will make you a servant. Even one contact is one contact too many. Next is the lust of the eyes. This is covetousness. It replaces spiritual values with material values. It replaces eternal values with present values. I liked what old Bob Jones Sr. used to say. He said, don't sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Now, we have a radio station here, WTYG, at our church that we, it's our station, we're part of the FBN network, and we have Bob Jones Sr. on at 8:30 in the mornings on our particular station. And, oh, it's great to hear what he says, because I've heard him say some great things about the King James Bible, but also when he said, don't sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Just love that. Now, this may be seeing things of the world and desiring to have those things. It may be material possessions or pleasures. Again, those things aren't evil of themselves, but they become the desire of the heart and that for which we live to attain. Now finally, we see the pride of life. This person is self-centered. He or she may step over people in order to attain power, privilege, or position. Have you ever seen that person that knows what they want and they'll step over? Doesn't matter if it's family, they'll step over whoever they want, whoever they feel like they need to get what they want. But you see, this is that which exalts self. It looks at its own feelings and its own desires, not unto the Lord. This person may have tendencies to divorce, to be promiscuous, to jump from church to church, or just have plain temperamental personality because they are living for themselves. They'll be the last ones to see it. They won't be able to see it because they're not walking in the Spirit. These are things that pass away, while the eternal things last forever. We need to have our mind, our spirit, set on things above. That is, we need to have eternity in view. Now, the next passage, then, that we want to consider is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. There we read, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Gird up the loins of your mind. Now, when a person would do this in race. They're getting ready to do a serious race, and they had to tie things up and get things ready, good and tight and ready to go. Same for lifting and things of that nature. So this verse is telling us to get serious about the business of your spiritual life. And then notice the next verse. He says, as obedient children, one cannot please God without obedience. A lack of obedience to God is a lack of faith. So he says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, the former desire. In other words, do not try to make your religion or your daily life to look like the world. When we repent, we turn from the world. Now today, there's a tendency to try to make our dress, our music, in our churches, just like the world. Now today, they say CCM, Christian Contemporary Music. Well, I think that is wrong. I don't think that it's Christian at all. And it's contemporary, not with God, only with Satan. But it is rock music, and rock music is beat-driven music. That's not God's way. Now, understand, Amazing Grace has beat. But beat does not drive Amazing Grace, okay? When music becomes beat-driven, it has a satanic power within it. God's way is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Let's look at that. Speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So we see that the songs need to be, for example, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, they need to be doctrinally, biblically right. But as far as the style, I take you back to Psalms chapter 68, verse 25. There we read, the singers went before. The singers are doing the melody. The players on instruments followed after among them. Okay, that is the harmony. And there were the damsels playing with their timbrels. That is the beat. And see, God's design right here in the Bible is melody, okay, harmony, and then the beat. It's not beat, then maybe harmony, and then a melody. Oh, no. That is the opposite of what God designed. So, again, there is a way. Now, they believe that it's all right to imitate the music that the world uses. Now, I'm going to use an illustration that in some ways I'm apologizing before I even use it because of the vividness of it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.